She is?
Yeah, in the pageants this weekend.
She got a chance to win it?
Oh, yeah. Good-looking kid.
She's a real...
Mm-hmm.
Looker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was asking you about trees in the community. Have you ever seen that shrub that gets real red in the fall, grows on the side of the road? It's some people can't, you know, it makes them break out.
Poison ivy.
Okay, and anything else?
Hmm.
It turns bright red. It's a big bush, actually. Sumac or shoemaker or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen that? Okay. Now those red berries that you might like to eat with sugar and cream.
Strawberries?
You ever seen a kind of a red berry with a rough surface?
Oh.
Some are red, some be, it might be red and black.
Blackberry? No,
okay.
I don't know what they call it.
Raspberry.
Oh, raspberry. I've never seen I don't eat raspberry.
Okay.
Not fresh.
Do y'all have any berries around here that are...
Blackberries. They're not as plentiful as they used to be.
Okay, you say some berries that you can't eat, they're...
Poison. Non-edible.
What about a kind of a big, tall bushes around here that bloom late in the spring? They're called...
Tall bushes that bloom late in the spring.
Yeah. What about that kind of a tree that gets real tall, has shiny green leaves and a white flower to it?
Magnolia.
Okay.
Yeah, there are magnolia trees in the world. You have some in that name.
Alright.
They're not as plentiful as they used to, let me put it to you that way. But with the pollution, it's killing a bunch of everything. You know, the trees and the flowers that normally grow in this section, the pollution is just killing them. They really can't stand up to it.
Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I have to ask.
My husband, get it permission.
Okay, other names? Call him. What would a husband call his wife? Other names about that?
Like clothes. Like honey.
I must ask.
Well, my husband is, I guess.
Do you ever remember your grandmother or grandfather saying anything to each other? You know, would they call each other? Like my grandmother and grandmother would never call each other by their names. They would call each other Mr. and Mrs.
Oh,
yeah. The missus or anything like that?
I've heard that term as the missus, you know, but my husband said he had to ask his wife, you know. I said, I'll go ask her.
Your husband, was he born? Can you tell me about him? He was born.
He was born here in New Orleans, September 8th, 1942.
Raised here?
Raised. Mm-hmm. That I know of.
Okay. And?
He's one of 24 kids. He's the baby of 24. Yeah. Mom and daddy were busy people. And nothing but some free time.
Okay, now, a woman, no, your husband, you told me, he came up here? What is he doing, may I ask you?
He's a refrigeration mechanic. Refrigeration, air conditioner.
Okay. Now, a woman whose husband is dead is a...